Well, Margaret Baxter was supposed to be preaching today, but she couldn't be here, so she's deputised Tanya. So it's always good to hear from Tanya. Now, Tanya, because of all the sharing we had this morning, you're going to have to cut the sermon short. Yeah, you can't go over an hour and a half today, okay. Lord, we just pray for Tanya, that your spirit come upon her now as she speaks. Lord, I pray that you give her the words to say. Give us hearts to listen to what you want to say to us, Lord. Amen.
Yeah, Marg, ring me on Friday night and ask me, would I do this? Is there anything I could think of that I could do? Huh, yeah, no worries. But a couple of Sundays ago, while we were in worship, I got a couple of words, so I wrote them down because I was going to think about it later. And the words were amplified and praise. And I don't think that meant loud praise, not that there's anything wrong with that. But it's kind of funny how God works. Like, God is so amazing. Like, the testimonies we've already heard this morning, like, I was really like, is this really what I'm supposed to be talking about? I was a bit nervous. And everything the worship team did this morning was just like, okay, I don't need to do this now because I've already said it all. So it was so cool. Anyway, thank you for that. So I just want to ask, have you ever been to like a big conference or a Christian rally or here on Sunday or even alone in worship and you can feel the Holy Spirit's presence thick in the room, that tingle on your fingertips as you raise your hands in praise? That racing of your heart as the Holy Spirit washes over you. That feeling of total peace as you stand in his presence. Or sometimes the tears that roll down your cheeks but you're not crying. Or your knees just go weak. It's amazing. Have you noticed just how the atmosphere changes in a room when people lift up the name of the Lord together in genuine praise? Like this morning. That was amazing. Inviting the Holy Spirit to come and join you in this place. Have you noticed how sometimes when you turn up for church and you've had a big week and you're pretty tired and really you'd still rather be in bed, then you start to praise and suddenly you feel refreshed? I don't think the word amplified meant loud. I think the word amplified meant power. The dictionary says amplify is to make larger or greater in amount of importance or to intensify. When you invite the Holy Spirit and there's a meeting in that place, there is power. Power to overcome the things that distract us or detour us or derail us. When we focus on God in worship, surrendered, there is power. And so I want to talk a bit more about what Keith did with the kids of Paul and Silas. So it's in Acts 16, and we'll just go to verse 16. And I'll just read this a little bit. As we were going to a place of prayer, there's another powerful tool besides praise, there's prayer. As we were going to a place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had the spirit of divination and brought her owners much gain by fortune-telling. She followed Paul and us, crying out, "These men are servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to you the way of salvation." And this she kept doing for many days. Paul, having become greatly annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out that very hour. And then it goes on to say, when the girl's owners found out what had happened, they were a bit cheesed off because there goes their money spinner. So they grabbed Paul and Silas and they took him to the rulers, who took him to the magistrates, who beat him up and put him in prison. When they got to the prison, they said to the jailer, the jail keeper, "Keep them safely." And so he put them in the inner prison and he put stocks on their feet. So clearly they considered Paul and Silas to be dangerous. And then it goes down to verse 25. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. So they're bringing out the big guns. And the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bonds were unfastened. When the jailer woke and he saw that the prison doors were open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried with a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." And the jailer called for lights and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved and your household." And they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their wounds, and he was baptized at once, he and all his family. Then he brought them up to his house, and he set food before them, and he rejoiced along with his entire household that they had believed in God. Have you ever felt like you've been imprisoned or in chains? Sometimes you feel helpless at times, or overwhelmed, powerless at times. Paul and Silas, they must have felt some of those things that day because they're human just like us. But they didn't lose sight of who is really in control. And they began to pray and praise God. And the other prisoners listened. Have you noticed when people, you know, sometimes you're in a big town, it doesn't happen much in our town, but if you're in a bigger, like a city, and there's someone singing praises, you know, with the guitar just on the street, people gather. They want to hear this. They're drawn to it. So these prisoners, they were listening. And when people listen and people gather, hope is amplified. Satan can't stay when we lift up the Lord in praise. When we declare that our great God is the King over all things, no one can steal your faith, or your joy, or your hope. Miracles happen with amplified praise. Miracles happen with amplified praise. So that's it. That's all I've got today. So I know Mabel will be disappointed. She's not here. It's a quick end. But I want to do the last song, or maybe we've got time for song Z. The last song to me is that time when, oh, yes, we'll sing this song, but do you mean it? Or are you thinking about, I've got to go to Woolies and get the kids' lunches for tomorrow, or when I get home, I'm going to wash the car or mow the lawn. Are you really in it? So today I want this last song to be an invitation, again, like it was this morning. That was amazing this morning. The Spirit was thick in the room. Let's do our last song, or songs, whatever they feel led to do. But let's invite the Holy Spirit to be here in this place meeting us. And instead of that, going to Woolies and washing the car, let Romans 8:31 be your thought for this week, or as you're going out of this building. If God is for us, who can be against us? So let's praise the Lord with amplified praise. Let's do that.
When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's worth, that will bless your heart.
I'll bring you more than a song.
I'll bring you more than a song. But a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within to the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry not for the things I've made it, when it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. For what we can hold, all I have is yours. Have you seen the bread? Oh, I'll bring you more than a song, for the song in itself is not what to have you cross. Deeper within, research much deeper within, through the way things appear. Looking into my heart, I'm coming back to the heart. Worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry for the things I've made, and it's all about you. It's all about you. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord.